All right, welcome to Free Association. This is me messing about on a Tuesday afternoon, trying to figure out some new software. And it's going to be a bit of a dog's breakfast, but I'll get there in the end. And you're going to have to put up with me making a dog's breakfast on a regular basis until I do, because that's just the way it is. I do my learning live on the radio. Usually it's taken me 5 years to get to doing what I'm doing, so eventually it'll get there. But welcome, and stay tuned for some emotional freedom technique coming up in a moment or two. All right, here we go. I've just deleted 10 minutes worth of emotional freedom technique, which I didn't mean to do. It was good stuff as well, so I'm going to have to repeat it, but just describe what I did and the results, because I'm not going to go through the whole process again. So the first part is just to work out what it is that's bugging me. What is it that's on my mind? And the thing that was on my mind a few minutes ago when I was recording this was my lack of technical ability, my lack of technical skills, and just the whole muddling through thing, which is a little bit repetitive, and it's all learning by making mistakes. But it gets a bit annoying, and the annoyance becomes resistance, and then the resistance becomes an issue. So it's just frustration and just a lack of practice. I'm working with new software, and I'm trying to do new stuff that I haven't done before in terms of editing. It's only very basic stuff, but it's new for me. So it gets to be a little bit frustrating. Anyway, so and my voice started to break when I started talking about it, which is a point that I know I've hit a nerve when I start to get a frog in my throat. And so that's the thing I did the emotional freedom technique on. 2 or 3 minutes in, I'm starting to laugh, and I'm starting to just be a little bit chilled out about it. And I think I've just found the original thing that I did. So let me stop this recording. Okay, so the next thing on the list is taking all of this way too seriously. So I'm pushing myself, and I should just be enjoying myself a little bit more. So I'll do a calibration on this one. So from 0 to 10, how seriously do I take the podcasting? Probably an 8 or a 9. I do push myself with this stuff, and I should really just be having fun with it. So even though I am having fun, I do take it way too seriously. I wholly and completely love, honour and accept myself. Even though I'm expecting too much of myself, I'm expecting to know what I'm doing without going through the learning curve. I'm expecting to create a podcasting empire without going through the learning curve, all of those things. So it's all future stuff, really. It's living in the future, and here and now I still don't know what I'm doing. So even though I don't really know what I'm doing and I take it too seriously, I wholly and completely love, honour and accept myself. So even though life is here and now, and I do live in the future a little bit sometimes, and I do expect too much of myself, I wholly and completely love, honour and accept myself. So even though life is a bit of a struggle at the moment, even though I know I've got some financial issues to sort out that I'm avoiding, I still need to lighten up a little bit. I do still need to take it less seriously, because there's not a lot I can do about it anyway. So I might as well just enjoy what I can do and let what I can't handle or can't deal with just be for the time being. And even though I want to sort it all out and I get in my own way, I wholly and completely love, honour and accept myself. All right, I think I'm taking it a little bit less seriously now. It's still about a six or a seven, so I've come down one level. But that's all right. I can live with that for the moment. I have to come back to this and work on it a little bit more. But I think I take life too seriously. So even though I take life too seriously, I wholly and completely love, honour and accept myself. So even though life seems like it's serious to me, it appears to be serious, I do still have some fun, but I do take it seriously. And I wholly and completely love, honour and accept myself. And it's taking it seriously that's the resistance. So is it time just to let go of resistance again? So even though I have this resistance, I wholly and completely love, honour and accept myself. And I accept the resistance. The resistance is part of me as I am at the moment. I'm ready to let it go. And I've got tightness in my neck. I've got the back of my neck particularly. That's shown up. That's the resistance showing up as a physical thing. So even though I've got this tightness in my neck and my shoulder blade, my left shoulder blade, I wasn't expecting that. I wholly and completely love, honour and accept myself. And I'm ready to let it go. I accept the resistance and I'm ready to let it go at the same time. Right, that was interesting. So that's surfaced some neck tension, which I can work on later. But that wasn't there 20 minutes ago. That's shown up because of the EFT. That's shown up because of the emotional freedom technique. So that's what I need to shift. It's a physical resistance, a physical tension. So I'll work on that a bit later on. I'm worn out with emotional freedom technique for the moment. 10 minutes is enough, I think.